Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. Watertown Fire Rescue had to use the Jaws of Life tool to free a motorist who was injured in an accident on Thursday. It happened just after 10:30 a.m. at the intersection of 164th Street and Sioux Conifer Road. Rescue crews arrived to find major front end damage to both a pickup and car. The car went into the ditch, knocking over a street sign, with the male driver trapped inside. He was extricated from the wreckage and taken to Prairie Lakes Hospital with undisclosed injuries. The driver of the pickup was checked out by medics and had minor injuries. The publication of federal rules for industrial hemp production will spur a South Dakota legislative committee in taking further action. Representative Lee Qualm of Platte chairs the Industrial Hemp Study Committee, and he says they're working through the rules.
We're looking at them, analyzing them, and see if there's some things that we need to put into our bill. 161 pages is going to take us a little time to get it digested and see what we need to do. I was looking for something in there talking about paperwork that would be standardized from state to state to state. And I haven't seen that yet. I'm not saying it's not in there, but I haven't seen it. And I think that is something that is really necessary to make this thing work.
Qualm says they'll meet again on December 2nd.
And so with that, well, that should give us time to analyze what we got here, figure out what we want to put into our bill so that everybody knows what it is. And so that's, we've been waiting for this. Glad to see it came out. I was shocked at 160 pages, but I guess that's how it works.
Governor Kristi Noem is strongly opposed to legalizing hemp. Qualm says they hope to bring her around.
Well, obviously it's something we have to overcome. There's no question about that. But with the federal rules coming out now, I think it's just something we just need to keep working forward, keep having open communication, and just understand where we're going with this and why we want to do it.
The Hemp Committee will meet the day before the governor's budget speech on December 3rd. The U.S. House voted Thursday to move the impeachment process forward, setting the stage for public hearings. South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson voted no.
The speaker had said, you know, earlier in the week the resolution was going to establish a fair process. Unfortunately, that wasn't accurate. I mean, the impeachment resolution, you know, actually put more power in the hands of Adam Schiff. Republicans aren't able to call witnesses without his approval. They're not able to subpoena records without his approval. I mean, if we're gonna take on this momentous task of removing a president from office, we gosh darn better be sure that this process is fair. Today's resolution did not get it done.
Johnson says the inquiry process so far has been badly flawed.
I don't know how anybody who is looking at this with independent eyes could say that giving Adam Schiff this kind of power, this kind of a veto over the minority's rights is the right process.
And Johnson says the only information they have is coming from leaks from the closed hearings.
I found it really frustrating that the information we know has come out because of selectively leaked information from closed-door sessions. And it just seems like so many of my colleagues have their minds made up. And they have their minds made up on the basis of hearsay and selective leaks. We just have got to be better than, you know, selectively leaking damning information to the press.
No timeline was set, but House Democratic leaders had earlier said they would like the impeachment hearings to begin this month, with a possible vote on impeachment before Christmas. The head of the North Dakota Health Department's Environmental Quality Division says it's a sizable leak, but he still feels that moving crude oil by pipeline is safe. Dave Glott is keeping a close eye on the cleanup of a 380,000-gallon spill on the Keystone Pipeline near Edinburg, North Dakota, in the northeast part of the state.
Yeah, we're seeing that. You know, you don't have to go too far back when they were looking at the train cars exploding and then having the fires on the surface. You know, when you look at the total quantity of material that's being moved, the environmental impact, I think by far it would show still pipelines are the safest way to go.
Glott says the spill is contained to wetlands and he believes the environmental risk is low beyond the site. Keystone, which runs through eastern North Dakota and South Dakota, begins in Canada. The line was shut down Tuesday night when the owner, TC Energy, noticed a drop in pressure. A South Dakota judge has denied a state inmate's request to delay his execution over the drug to be used. Charles Rines argues that pentobarbital does not act quickly enough to comply with state law. But Circuit Court Judge John Sohn rejected that argument Thursday, writing in a 23-page order that when the drug is used in lethal doses, it operates virtually the same as other drugs that Rines had cited. Rines' execution is scheduled for next week, but officials have not released the exact date. The 63-year-old Rines killed 22-year-old Donovan Schaefer when he interrupted him during a burglary. Tribal police in southeast South Dakota say two people have died in a house explosion near Wagner. No names have been released yet, but Yankton Sioux Reservation Police Chief Willard Brugier Jr. says one adult and one child died when the house was reduced to rubble on Wednesday at Wagner North Housing. Police earlier had indicated a propane leak possibly caused that explosion, which remains under investigation. A man was killed Thursday morning when two trucks collided at an intersection 7 miles west of Howard, South Dakota. One of the trucks was pulling a grain trailer and was eastbound on Highway 34 near the intersection of Highway 25. It was struck by a truck that was northbound on Highway 25 and ran a stop sign. The 35-year-old man driving the truck that failed to stop was dead at the scene. The other truck driver was not injured. Names have not been released yet. That crash was reported at 9:10 Thursday morning. Homeowners are reminded to take care of their clocks and their smoke alarms this weekend. Daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m. local time Sunday. That means pushing clocks back 1 hour before going to bed on Saturday night. South Dakota Fire Marshal Paul Merriman also suggests when resetting clocks, people should also take time to switch batteries in their smoke alarms. Merriman says working smoke alarms should be a priority for every homeowner. The National Fire Protection Association reports nearly 3 of every 5 home fire deaths resulted from fires in homes with no smoke alarms or no working smoke alarms. Merriman says they've seen cases in South Dakota where people have died in house fires where there were no smoking alarms working, and they've also seen cases where people have escaped home fires because of a working smoke alarm. He says it's a fact that working smoke alarms save lives. Remember, you can get news anytime on our homepage. Find us online at gowatertown.net. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.